The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kick up. And a hip-hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hammering. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock a spag a thing now. Bex throw me a do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then my probably would
Talking
like
Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
Yeah, every bad mind fraud, them is this. Them parents, they corrupt, so them are negative. How much longer you got yet from people? You know, see, you're not benefit. It's cause the chips and say,
from what day you may find out, certain people don't like you. I'm a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them are spying me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Boy, the Monday, May 1st edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this May 1st. Monday, May 1st. New month. April took off. I wonder how May could be carrying on. Well, I tell you, I like May. I like May this year. 10th of May this year. 25 years at the Wild. Doing it here locally and internationally, doing stand-up. So I always like May. I always welcome in May. And, you know, nice number this year, 25. Boy, I tell you, I wonder if they can give me something. Anyway, hope you had a great weekend. Happy Monday to everybody. Boy, y'all got stress already hitting me up. By Texas, I can get to y'all in a second. My God. Like I said, we got it fully loaded for you. We're going to open up the lines. Normally, we talk to Abaco on Monday, but everybody from Abaco seems to be traveling or, you know, tied up at this Monday. Just horrible timing this week. So we apologize. Abaco apologized. And they said, I'll hit you back, double whammy, slam me next Monday. Fully loaded. All right? So I look forward to that. Caller, I see you. Just hope to get to you. Phone lines are open. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Text lines powered by BT. Oh, and toll free, of course, in Grand Bahama and the Family Islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick before I get into anything else. Talk Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Okay. I didn't hear nothing, so I guess that one went and done. Call back if it's that important. So let me hook you up with the trivia question. You know what you're playing for? Dunkin' Donuts coupons, KFC coupons, Joker's Wild Party Passes, Lunch at Dinner Your Choice from Naughty Johnny's. And boy, I tell you, this, boy, when I read this one today, I was amazed. I was amazed, but I wasn't shocked. I wasn't surprised. It was amazing. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women between the ages of 21 and 52. Survey revealed that 46% admitted to posting this online regularly, even though it's a lie. What is it? All right? Recent survey, 100 Bahamian women, 150. Survey revealed that 46% admitted to posting this online, even though they know it's a lie. What is it? Or if not a lie, it's not the case, however you want to say it. All right? You got between now and the news and the top at 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right? And I'll make it easy for you. I'll make it easy for you. I take a big chunk out of the answers that come in. It has nothing to do with relationships. Okay? All right? Go from there. All right. Well, you'll work on that. I'll work on this. Your headliners. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, like Fine Threads, like I said. And new arrivals in stock right now, both Fine Thread locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, and don't forget, both of those locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, open for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. And simply check them out online, findthreads.com. All right, let's check the caller real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello, President. Good evening to you, Roy.
Hey, what's going on?
This is Sparky.
I hear you, Sparky. You sound like you won 6 brown bottles already for the day.
Guess what you said you love the month of May?
Yes, sir.
Today is the first day of May.
Yes, sir.
Thursday will be the fourth day of the May.
And Friday will be Cinco de Mayo. Ay, 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 ay.
No, naughty, naughty. Listen, follow me carefully, naughty. Thursday will be the fourth day of May. It'll be my 72nd birthday.
Oh.
Of God, spare my life. Well, I will be 72 on May the 4th, 2003, Thursday.
Well, I wish you this and many, many more, man.
But let me tell you what I did today, though.
And then on,
I decided this day that I am not driving until after my birthday. So I hired a chauffeur.
Oh, okay.
I just put the building down there on Trinity Street.
Uh-huh.
I headed down to Fish Fry, not Arawaki. I have a case of Guinness in the car, in the cooler.
Uh-oh.
I done gone to my...
You now are on me and Mr. Producer's radar. So where exactly on Arawaki / Fish Fry you could be?
So what I'm saying is I have promised myself that by the time my birthday comes, I will be doing the backstroke or the breaststroke somewhere and not knowing where I swim into. Because the libation should be covering me and telling me that I will be unconscious.
You need help with that, Sparky. You need help with that, Sparky.
Hey, naughty.
You need help. You need help. You need us to help you drink some of them brown bottles for your birthday.
Naughty. I have requested the attendance of Dr. David Allen to make sure I get over this birthday.
If you can do it, Sparky, do it big, man.
Man, I can love this bars and I can what? And then I can stop right after that and I can lose weight and I can start getting drunk again.
There you go. Sound like you're drunk right now. But enjoy your birthday, Spark. And I know I hear from you before your birthday. And like I always tell you, man, on your birthday, rock out till you clock out, all right? You got 24 hours. Enjoy it to the fullest. All right. Let's jump into the headliners. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And here's what's blazing up the pages in the National Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. This headline has brought about a lot of conversation and, in some people's opinion, red flags. UN, halt Haiti deportations. Committee urges countries to halt forced return of Haitians. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. news editor. The United Nations UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination is calling on countries in the Americas, including the Bahamas, to suspend deportations to Haiti as officials sound the alarm over a surge of kidnappings and gang violence in the poorest country in the Western region, Western Hemisphere. On Friday, the committee called on Congress to facilitate the granting of protection measures regularizing and legal state of persons of Haitian origins on the move. Now, there's more to read in today's Guardian, but like I said, that right there set tongues wagging. Okay? And obviously, it set a lot of other tongues wagging because here comes the tax flying right in. Naughty, which UN country can we send the large number of illegal Haitian immigrants flooding our country to, seeing the UN tell us not to deport them? Then UN and European countries and France should take them in. Those talking about it, especially Canada as well, don't forget them. Obviously, we need to find, a safe haven for these persons, don't get me wrong, in accordance to all the human rights protocols we've signed on internationally and what the UN has their eye on. But at the same time, it can be a detriment. There's only so much we can do, only so much we can take. Students need literacy, numeracy, intervention, official reveals. Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. An assessment of the learning loss suffered by students across the Bahamas during the COVID-19 pandemic has revealed that a significant number of students need literacy and numeracy interventions. This is according to Acting Director of Education Dominic McCartney Russell. Boy. How many blows can education take? I mean, and I get it. I anticipated there to be a backlash from this and some negative fallout from that pandemic, considering how kids had to go to school and how they had to learn. Let's see how we get them caught up, though. Bar Association condemns PM's attacks on judges. Story by Candia Dames, executive. Bahamas Bar Association joined the Organization of Commonwealth and Caribbean Bar Associations, OCCBA, in condemning criticisms of judges made recently by Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Ralph Gonzalez, and Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Motley, which the regional association termed unfortunate, disturbing, reckless, and dangerous. I agree. But we need to do better, though. We can't be the example of a failing system. Governor General, Prime Minister, and, of course, the Leader of Opposition, Mr. Michael Pinson, off to the UK for the coronation. That is to be expected. Safe travels to all of them. And I'm sure we'll see the photo ops, especially from the PM. That's a wrap on your headline as well. What's making headlines? In the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, and a slide into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. John reminds you, in addition to new arrivals every Monday and Tuesday, a family for men, women, and children, formal, casual, and athletic. And don't forget, in addition to all of that, you got your fast fashions and your workwear with all your accessories to go along with. They now have smaller home appliances and cookware for you as well. So be sure to check out John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. All of y'all chiming in with your answers, none of them are right. The person who chimed in, picture of someone that isn't them, you're close, but you're not close. Figure it out. Excuse me. All right, now, here's something. There's been buzzing. I mean, I had the barbershop wagon over the weekend. So I had talks today in all the chat groups. And it's here in the Guardian. Cornish at North Abaco event. 2 days after he was questioned by police and later released, North Abaco MP Kirk Cornish was in Green Turtle Key, Abaco, with his constituents for his grill and chill. The MP shared this and several other photos on his Facebook, provided any further information relative to that questioning of the MP on Thursday. Now, I want to know what you buzzing on. What's your take on that? To everybody who likes to chime in. How do we really look at this? Finally, he was questioned. But then on to a grill and chill? Isn't that a little bit flippant? Isn't that a little bit going through the motions? Okay. I mean, I need to know. Hey, Naughty, why the war room scared to answer you? Why they ain't calling? Oh, Lord. Naughty, I thought the police hold people until Monday if you get locked up on Friday. Very good question. That would probably be me or you. Me or you. All right? But do you know how this system go? Especially with this administration. Rules for me and rules for thee. Rules for them and rules for us. Go. You can't see it? Somebody told me over the weekend, Naughty, you can't see the rug is up, the dustpan is out, and the broom is moving forward. Eerily reminiscent to other incidents that have happened with MPs in this administration. You know? It just makes one wonder. What is the standard, you know, for everyone? Shouldn't it be the same? Why are we clearly seeing a difference? And this is the general cry. This is a general outcry. A lot of people are disgruntled. A lot of people, you know, disenfranchised. Naughty, I hear the grill and chill in Abaco was a delight in North Abaco, I heard. They even served Cornish hens. Wow. But see, my situation is this. If that were you or I, we wouldn't be doing no kind of event afterwards. But if there's a process, then people need to go through it. And yes, innocent until proven guilty, but if being interviewed and taken in for questioning is part of the process, then go through it. And then if it's determined that there's a case to answer, no case to answer, we go from there. But don't already go on in making it seem like that there's an unlevel playing field. That you're playing with home field advantage. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty by Nature.
Hey, what's going on?
Everything cool, thank God for life.
What's happening, Papa?
A little bit of fire, a little bit of heat.
What you got for me, Papa?
I say, I like that song. I say, in spite how they spite hard, spite me hard.
Uh-huh.
I could just do it like Nike.
Do it like Nike, sir. Yes, sir.
Cool, I just could do it like Nike because they done spiting. They can't get no worse. God on the throne. All right? God run everything. I think the question should be asked, Naughty, what everybody asking. With this politician, without calling any names, if that was one of us, man, they would have had us all striped, but why they catering with this guy? Why they ain't come and give us some closure? Why the investigation taking so long? They ain't get no shame, eh? Then it's Fred Mitchell, this chairman of my party who I don't be into Fred Mitchell. He's getting on too girly. I don't be into him. He coming on with his WhatsApp on the news. They playing, they wasting time with him, telling us PLPs. I was a nationalist first before I could be a PLP, Naughty.
There you go.
We get a minor, all these big man and woman. Who we think he is coming telling us? Who we think he is coming telling us about what to think and how, what to say, but don't get no gossip. Like he want us to cover up wrong. We have a minor, when we grow up different from you, Fred Mitchell, being into that bunch of baloney, brother.
I applaud you. I mean, I don't even listen to his voice no more, but if you still get good stuff.
They playing it, I follow him or listening to the news. They playing it on the news. Well, what Fred Mitchell, the chairman, had to say, like he's some, I mean, politically, he ain't nobody to me, man. He won't tell us how to think and what to say. He could have cussed to Linden underneath the fig street straight through.
I'm still trying to figure out, why is he still wearing two hats? If you're the MP for Fox Hill and you're the Minister of Foreign Affairs, then you should relinquish that chairmanship to somebody else in the party.
But see, they get a plan. They think they could buy out the media. They think they could buy out everybody. You understand? He think if he stayed there as the chairman, well, the party people could eat her. like the party more, but he costing people. Well, you know how much I can't wait till election come if they call election today, boy?
So, Papa, let me ask you a real question, because I know you got your ear to the ground. You in the hood, you know what I mean? And you got your contacts high and low and everywhere in between. You ain't no newcomer to this. You's a veteran all-star. You's a Hall of Famer.
Yes, sir.
The honeymoon really over? This really another one and done what we looking at?
Yeah, boy, well, mother, Naughty, we did not. When I say we, I'm not including you in it, because you might have voted different from me. When we voted the other day, we didn't vote in no party. We vote all the party, brother.
And play ping pong again. That's what the street's saying.
Well, politically, that may make the most sense. These people don't get these WhatsApp going on, but if they think, yeah, I understand, the FNM was right there, Dr. Minister was right there the other day, and we shouldn't be glad to bring him back, because you know, but he's still ain't in him. We like the messages, what he's be talking about, like the other day, he talked about those PLP supporters who getting issued guns from the Commissioner of Police, asking who they is, and all that. That was a good message. We ain't into that messenger, all right? I like what Michael Pintard is be pushing. I think Michael Pintard is a decent person. I mightn't be what they call FNM supporter like that, but if it takes having to go with them to get rid of these political slime bags, these douchebags, I call them who's used people, then that's what it got to have to be. You can imagine Fred Mitchell telling big man and woman what to think and what
but
to
Papa,
say.
I can't, and I'm not saying this to sound crazy, but as long as I know you, you've been a strong advocate for the PLP. You march the own drum.
Yeah, but I some kind of PLP who speak against them, and that's what
like. I get that, but I mean, to hear you now, today, in 2023, for all the lobbying you've done,
see,
disenfranchised is very disappointing, man.
Yeah, see, what run me was the point is that, you see, Nicole Martin was running for my area. That's my first cousin. I love her. It didn't make political sense, neither dollar, to vote for her right then. I thought voting for Brave Davis would make dollars and cents.
Ah, but if you're going to have a do-over now, it might be different.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, if they call election day, we could deal with Fred them, especially that Fred Mitchell. You think PLPs could stay home? Like, how them FNM stay home and let the FNM get voted out? No, we don't do that. The majority of them do it. Maybe some us do it. But we go in there to that poll to rail up their backside. To rail up their backside. They're getting
disciplined them.
Friends, family, and love of traveling all over the world. Getting fat and big and everything. We are just scrapping. They want us bow for contract for jobs. What is our money? They want us to bow. You can't say nothing against them. They threatening you. What Fred Mitchell think he is? To me, he ain't nothing but a political douchebag. A user. You know what run me hot, to tell you the truth? Different from being disappointed not voting for my cousin. But I was voting for her. I wasn't wearing but no political party. All right? I thought voting for the PLP and putting Brave there. Over the years, knowing of him, I think it was deserving of him to be the next prime minister. But it turned out to be a big disappointment. Adam seems like they think there's God. They look like they forget who's the boss. They want you bow. These niggas really, excuse me, these Negroes really believe there's some royalty, you know. But hey, smart. You know what run me hot the most? Me and my cousin, we can't be in dead hard for the PLP. My cousin catch COVID in October, 2 weeks. I checking on him. He telling me, man, Wani, Leon Martin from being a grandstand. We call him Lenny. He said, Wani, man, I won't get this thing out of me in the COVID. I said, boy, well, I hear they just give Ray and Manu catch COVID and they give him some medicine and he's still alive and he okay. I said, I don't trust going to the hospital. He said, man, I just want this thing out of me, Wani. So I said, hold on, man, let me call Darwell. Let me call the Minister of Health. I get his number. I called Darwell on the phone with my cousin on the phone. I say, Mr. Darwell, we want to send him to the hospital, man. How could we get some of that medicine what Brian Monroe had the other day to save his life? He said, no, we don't do that. We got to come to, if you want our help, you got to come to. I said, but Dr. Darwell, everyone who come to the hospital, most of them people die, and I don't want my cousin to die. Why is my cousin on the phone? He can hardly talk. He can hardly breathe. And he's still trying to answer Dr. Darwell. So Dr. Darwell encouraged us to bring him down there. That would have been that Friday. My God, the 2nd of October. That was the first. The 2nd of October. I don't want to say who the woman sound like who called me a doctor. Bring me up today, tell me, say, you okay and everything. If I aware, I say, yes, ma'am. I say, thank God. I say, oh, thank you all. I tell them how good they doing a good service. I took my less than 15 minutes, the next doctor called me back. Tell me, say, if I aware about my cousin. I said, what you mean? One called me and say, well, what did they say? Say, oh, no, well, there's something different. We try everything we could try for him just now, and he died. I don't know if it's the oxygen or whatever I getting in that part, but the thing about it, Dr. Dowell was nowhere to be found. He tell me, text him. He said he can't answer the phone after 9. He could be in meetings, but he got someone to come down there and check on my cousin. I couldn't tell Brave. I couldn't tell nobody. No one answered the phone. No one answered the phone to hear what we're going through. That's from October 2021. All right? That's Dr. Darwell. And then what makes me so mad is that I listen Friday on the news. I hear this Darwell guy who wife dying in the hospital.
Very sad situation that is, too.
So close to them. He sounded like he's a PLE. He campaigned for Dr. Dowell. Say Dr. Dowell promising him. And then he's saying something allegedly like they saying, if he talking, come on the radio, he ain't going to get what he get. It make me mad because they're the kind of thing they still like me for that man. So this is what I will tell Brave. Brave, this is what I'm telling you. You was the Minister of Finance. You was the Prime Minister. You settling all of these cases with these people. I call them friends, family, and lovers, PLPs. The Commissioner of Police, his deputy, all the politicians, them. Whatever they say they didn't want, you all make some kind of agreement and you all settle in. This Dowell guy who campaigned for Dr. Dowell, the Minister of Health, tell him to sue the Bahamas government. I'm talking to you, Prime Minister. Tell him to sue the government. So before we vote you all back out of office, or vote you all back in there, he will get what he deserves. His wife done dead. That run me hot. Then Fred Mitchell and coming on like they care about people. God knows it, boy. The Bahamas is a passive place. They're pushing us to how the rest of the world can. They're causing us to resent them. We don't have nothing good feelings in for them. Not all of them are bad, and not everyone feel the way I feel. Some PLPs are calling, talk to and tell Papa shut his blind self up. It's okay. I ain't worried with you all. I ain't getting personal with you all. I'm talking about these guys who are supposed to be serving. They turn out to be a big disappointment.
Papa, yeah, you're the passion contribution today. I appreciate you, all right, bro? And you know, you always got a platform here. Always. And that situation with Mr. Gerard Dowell, very tragic, sad situation. And it shouldn't you shouldn't be bullied or made to feel bullied for speaking up against your loved ones who passed away and no fault of your own. Let's go to the, back to the phone lines and I hit the text. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, good afternoon, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, 52? Long time no hear. You good?
Yeah, right, Jay. Listen to you, Naughty. Sometimes I just be in the wake a little funny hours. You know, listen, yeah, enough respect to the blind one, you know.
Yeah, man. Papa always on point.
Papa, listen to me. I dub and I give Papa the PhD in emotions, you know, and that call right there disturbed me, right? I want Papa to know 52 of enough respect. And as a matter of fact, right, Naughty, I lost a first, you know, like a cousin you grew up with.
Right.
I didn't even talk about family in this you come from, right? And I got him a couple of days, me and my other cousin in the States. All of us born in August, right? And, I still have...
I'm born in August, too, man. That's a good month, man.
Yeah, listen, Naughty. My cousin died, Jessica, Papa said, you know. His mother's my first cousin, but I call her Annie because they're older than us.
Right.
And they related to VCs and Miss Hanshel and all that, right? From Great Commission, right? Just my favorite cousin. And the thing is, this guy, you know, they keep telling him it wasn't COVID. He had pneumonia, but then he still died. So I honestly believe... Something with the oxygen, something went wrong. He was healthy, man. I don't see him dying because I feel what Papa felt, you know, because I lost a favorite cousin who I grew up from small, from day one, okay? Yeah, man. Yeah, but Naughty, I want to get this in. I don't want to get into the politics, but, you know, with the corner situation, I've been accused of things that I didn't do. But the thing is, with those type of statements and things, it was still a procrastination there. And so we know it's an oligarchical selective structure that we are seeing. I didn't have time to dwell on it, but what I want to dwell on was, I noticed the PM and Bell had made a statement saying we are a country of laws. The question then becomes, who are these laws for? Because we see where it's even selective in that. And so then we see where from the United Nations, right, which is a puppet move, which is a puppet NGO, also the CDC and the WHO, right, we see where... They're saying that there's no, they discontinued deportations, right? Yeah, okay. Now, why is it subsequently and abruptly, I didn't hear that, then we should stop the influx, right?
Right.
Hello? I'm trying to put some logic here for these geniuses. I want to get this out to the public.
I think it's the same thing, 52. If we can stop the deportation, we got to stop the importation as well, too, because where are we going to put all of this? Where this? It can't be all buckled
up. But listen to me. No, I'm cutting you off right, bro. I just want...
No, go ahead.
I want to say what they don't want people to hear. India has about almost 12 million. Cuba has about 12 million. Basically, maybe about 0.6 more than 80. India has about almost 12 million people. So then the fact remains... We can stop the deportation until they get rid of their unrest, right? But here's the problem. America, Britain, and France, this is the problem they've created. Because I could go on and go into the history of the atrocities that America is guilty of in Haiti, all right? And the story about Charlemagne, Pavarotti, whatever his name is, all right? There's so many stories that the population agendas that most miners, buckless sheep don't know about, live in a dream world that everything is going to be okay and just follow every mandate from master, right? So what I'm vexed about is let's stop the influx and then let's stop issuing citizenship until we get rid of all this problem. Otherwise, all of these statements coming from the government is really just futile and it's just a smokescreen to keep the Bemidji people pacified. We're being invaded here. I live in it's an inner city. The people are all about. It's enough. Enough is enough. I mean, come on, man. Why we keep fooling ourselves when we see these people settling all of the different lives? Somebody was recommended telling me your show last week. The people of Marburg was giving a consensus, an update as to what on the ground in there, right? You people don't even believe what's going on. I wondering who else should be charged with treason. This is really an inglorious moment. Something has to be done. I hope they will go along these lines. I see some people 50, 60 putting in for citizenship. But what's going on, Naughty? But yeah. You don't think we have enough Haitian Bemidjans, enough Haitians there that the government should put a moratorium on it? What about us, Naughty?
What happened to the Bemidjan? What happened to us?
Listen, but the call who talked about everything, all right? Everything, I see 50,000 people downtown protesting, so everybody yapping, everything, all right? Even when you go downtown, I jogged the bridge 4:30 in the morning. A bus stop let out a bunch of people. The cleaners at the hotel. All them is Haitians, man. The same thing on the construction site. So what's going on? What about us? I only get what I see, you know.
Right.
So all, bless up.
B-Side 52, always great contributions. Good to hear from you. Listen, all valid points, all valid questions, but we need answers to. But again, this administration seems to be mums the word on everything, and that's the directive from their chairman. So, you know, like people brought up today at the barbershop, who's really running that party? Who's really the short caller? Text us. I see all of your texts. We can get to all of them on the flip side of the break. Mr. Producer, let's take the first break. On the flip side of the break, I get to your texts. We'll get into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Then we'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. All right. And we're at the bottom of the hour. You know, I got Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up. All right. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Games. Fully loaded second half coming up on the first hour right here as the Monday, May 1st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's at your feet.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different. Uh-huh.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road, going down Village Road, going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Fix the road.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise.
Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, motor hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy come lately.
You think so? original, you could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
We're back at you on the Monday, May 1st edition of Talking Heads. All right, let me wrap up the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Let me get to the texts, all right? Boy, I tell you, you're all hot up today, boy. All right, here we go. Naughty, sad to say, MP case closed. That's it. They made it look good by telling him to come in. Wow. Boy, naughty Fred muzzled most PLP to don't say anything. Rule don't imply to them. Fred is out of hand. Why are you acting surprised when Brave already indicated that the lady didn't want any complaint? This was a very subtle act. He's so flippant and chill out. Sorry, that is why the MP could be so flippant and chill out with his constituents, knowing nothing is going to happen. Hey, Papa, I appreciate what you're saying about some of the members of Parliament, the PLP members of Parliament, but some... But what about the FNM? We need new reform, a new party. I'm sick of all these jokers and all these parties. Naughty, I just wish as Bahamians we could open our eyes and see what's going on in this country. We are losing our nation. Now the UN wants to dictate to us about who we should repatriate. They don't pay our bills or help this country. Tell them to go to hell. I think you just did. Naughty, I really thought Pintard was good until he took an all-paid trip with the Prime Minister today to London, Britain. They are one just like the WRA. Hold on now. He's going in the official capacity of leader of His Majesty's loyal opposition. Look in the region. Almost every leader of the opposition is gone. It's protocol. Naughty, all y'all talk show hosts, have you ever seen a pure Bahamian chop another human being up like a piece of meat or throw them into a fire like garbage with no regard for their life or soul? I have never, but these people that they are letting invade us do on a regular basis, day to day as we speak, then they jump on a boat and come here. Sound like you'd be watching some really graphic, horrific videos. Sad to say, I think I've seen some of the same ones you've been talking about. All right, good day, Naughty. Speaking of if election is called today, Golden Isles, Fox Hill, and Mount Moriah will be returned to the FNM. Trust me. Okay. Text to find out what else will be returned to the FNM for me. Since you know about Demtree, find out about other 36. All right? Let me make sure I got all the texts. Good stuff, Texas. You are chiming in today. Make sure I get everybody. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on, my brother?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, man, you good?
Fine, listen, now you're Papa on the radio crying, right? Don't worry, Papa is going to get that call, and they can wheel him back in. I can make him fall back in line.
No, boy, I think Papa gone off the reservation for good this time.
Fine, let's see the first time Papa cry like that. This ain't going to be the last. Come be left and down, being a break in the yellow shade again, cheering for the BLP again. Don't mind that. He just a little upset now because something ain't work with me favor, and he's a little upset.
I think he's a little impassioned about that whole situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
that tragic situation with the late Kenise Dalvo.
I don't know the name. I don't know the husband.
And I think that hits home to a lot of people, because a lot of people have had a relative or a loved one, one way or another, be affected by something similar.
I don't know the lady. I don't know the dude. And I can't tell you, I seen that dude on the TV crying.
Yep.
Not just crying, just talking. So that affects any civilized or normal being, man. Person. That should affect them. That should. But in regards to the MP, right? He scheduled his event, and he had his event. He came into the police station with that afternoon, Friday afternoon, and used the event Saturday morning. Now, where we know anywhere in the Bahamas, you go and you get locked up Friday night. Buddy, that's you tell
me. Land shuffle Monday, and if you get not, whatever you get. Yeah.
Not to mention the cut that you can get over the weekend. So that's the crazy thing about it. They can beat that confessional to you. So I mean, you know, like one rule for them, one rule for us.
I was
just there ain't no way in the world that could happen to me.
Rules
for me, I mean, it might happen to you because you look off the you complexion, so you might get away with it.
No way. At least get down up first, because you can see the you can brag on it. But look at like I see where he's laughing, but you can see the whole line put it there, but he's famous.
Yeah. So you know, again, look at the history of this administration. Look at the MPs and the supporters who were caught up in the law, and look at their situation. And I don't see nothing different from this one. I see this just can. If it does, it just gets drag out, till it's forgotten about. And I hope the family continue to put. I don't see nothing coming out of this if we sit back and let it happen. And the next event will come up again. Forget about this.
Some distracting headline will be thrown out. And
don't worry. They can soon create a headline that causes everybody to get distracted and move their attention elsewhere.
I feel you.
So, you know, I don't expect nothing. And, you know, I saw the media where the commissioner of police gave the crime report. You know, crime may be going down, but you feel safe?
He needed that. Somebody don't need to say nothing, because every time. And listen, I don't have an issue with the COP. I really don't. But my God, every time you talk, within hours, we have murders.
Well, I'm one of those famous who believe that crime is not a political problem.
I don't think it's a political problem either. I think it's political, social. We need the churches involved. I mean, it's multi-tiered, multi-layered.
Well, forget about the churches, because if they ain't got nothing to do, you know, the church being quiet from election, the church being quiet. In spite of all the things that are going on, the immigration situation, the crime situation, now you want to hear the church get busy, talk about this rebuild. Churches all over that.
Yeah.
But anything outside of that, churches ain't got they don't care. They ain't saying nothing, and they just don't care. Mess with their money, mess with their land, and mess with this rebuild. Church all over the place.
I'm telling you.
So it's a sad indictment on the church, and, the law should be seen. It should be seen that they're doing that. When people lose hope in the law, then people tend to take it and they went on like they're doing now.
Yep. And the last thing we need is anything vigilante.
Well, we gave it a new definition of the word vigilante. You know, right now it's best to stay locked up. You get locked up on bail. You get locked up, hey, I'll be, hey, no.
Just keep me
don't
in here.
No bail,
don't
Aaron.
Give me no bail and don't give me no money. I good right here.
Let me slap the judge or the prosecutor again and back up the Fox Hill.
Mm-hmm. Because if you hit that road now, it seems to be a death sentence these days, Saturday. That's what the youth are starting to tell me.
Yeah. I'll continue to listen. I continue to have a good show, man.
You too, brother, and continue to contribute. Always good stuff, man. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
That's Mr. Yankee.
Mr. Yankee, get it in quick, boy, because we got to get to the break, man. But what you got for me good today, man?
Yeah, well, what I call about actually is this situation with the United Nations. And I want the government and leader of the opposition, this must be a bipartisan approach, because this is so serious, Naughty, that if the opposition and the government don't deal with this, this country will be finished. Because you can't tell me the whole repatriation and people continue the continuous influx of illegal migrants. from wherever they come from, not just Haiti, many other places, Cuba, and all the other Caribbean countries. But the reality, all other countries, but in particular, we already influx a tremendous amount of persons from Haiti. We can't help any more people. We can't help ourselves. So I'm hoping that the Prime Minister, right after this visit to the UK, which is something like he can't postpone, need to come back with the opposition, and the vehement people must demand that they deal with this expeditiously, because I will do all in my powers to ensure that something is done about this. This just beyond unseen.
I feel you. You've always been a passion man, so I know this got you fired up today.
This have to be corrected. If not, all us will be gone. It'll be done. The Bahamas will be no more.
You making sense, my brother? You preaching to the choir?
And it must happen. I don't want the leader of the opposition nor the government to take me for granted on this one. I tell you that.
All right, my brother. I thank you for your contributions as always. Good stuff, man. And I tell you, great stuff. Everybody who chimed in the first hour. Texas, I appreciate your text. And I'll try to get as many of them in on the flip side of the break as I can when we talk sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Right before we do that, I'll try to get them in, all right? But a great first hour, and we'll continue it right after the news in the top of the 5 o'clock hour. And your answer to your trivia is post pictures of food that they haven't even eaten or tasted or even been in a restaurant. Food porn, and it ain't no porn. Just food, and it ain't even theirs. Stop doing that, man. Stop lying on your food, on social media. Anyway, let's go to the break.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC Barbecue Glaze Zinger. Explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC Barbecue Glaze Zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC Barbecue Glaze Zinger is available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger licking good.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The 6th edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th, get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B-Games crew coming to your island soon. Call 809-1242 or visit thebahamasgames.org. George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon, sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Slots him, or just taking the waste. Then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Up into the 5 o'clock hour on the Monday, May 1st edition of Talking Heads. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Garden Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Nutty.
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening? All is good?
Yeah, man. Turn your radio down a little bit.
Yeah, Ray Pearl.
Are you waiting for Purdy to zoom in right now?
Okay, so I want him to come in. I want to put something on him. And he come in, so I'll call back.
Yeah,
I'll call back.
Listen, now, yeah, man, you know, put something on Pearly when he jam back in.
Yeah, I got him. I told Pearly I can make a believe out of him with the Miami Heat. I can make a believe out of him.
Listen.
So, you see? Him and Stephen A. Smith.
I don't want to say nothing, right?
Mm.
But this got the potential to have a bubble rematch all over it.
It looks a bubble rematch. What, the Heat and the who? The Lakers?
Yeah.
No, sir. No, sir. The Lakers can't pass Golden State.
I'm just saying. It has the potential. No. It has the potential.
I don't see that.
I know you. Listen.
The Lakers have a good young core there to complement LeBron James and AD. But I don't see that because that division that the Lakers are in, they have to pass some serious teams. You understand? So I don't see it. And they taking on the champs right now. And any team who could have passed Sacramento Kings, with that team they have there and those shooters, they're going straight to the finals, my brother. So Lakers cannot. Lakers would have rather meet the Sacramento Kings, who are younger and inexperienced, than to meet the Golden State Warriors.
All right. But make sure I hold this now for Ben Pearly Jam back in.
Yeah, I come in back soon.
I want you to get all your hits in a face in it, man. Hold them so, you know, you take some
live. Yeah, I come in back soon. I'll be back.
All right, good to see you, man, right, Mystery okay. Heat. Right. Mystery Heat, during basketball, Mystery Dolphin, during, y'all did all right in the draft, too, you know.
Yeah, we did all right. We can be the team to reckon with in the next NFL season.
There they go. Anyhow, call back. call back. Let's get to the next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. All right, well, y'all couldn't hang on. Y'all could call back. All right, let's get up into today's ball, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And Well, we're the trip out there to the Old Fort Chopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Don't forget, happy hour every Monday. Sorry, every Wednesday and every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. out there at Naughty Johnny's. All right. Let's check out on this day in sports history. And let's see. We have a lot of things. Wow, a lot of things happened on this day, May 1st. In 1883... in Philadelphia, the first National League game was played since 1876. 1884, Moses Walker became the first black player in Major League Baseball. 1901, the Detroit Tigers committed 12 errors against the Chicago White Sox. 1901, Herb McFarlane hit the first Grand Slam in the American League. 1920, Babe Ruth hit his first home run as a New York Yankee. It was his 50th career home run. 1990, the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Boston Braves tied after a 26-inning game. 1922, Charlie Roberts in the Chicago no-hit, no-run game against the Detroit Tigers. Sox won 3-0. Another perfect game did not come along until 46 years later. 1926, Satchel Paige made his pitching debut in the Negro Southern League. 1951, Mickey Mantle hit his first home run. Caller, I see you. I'll get to you in a second. 1951, Minnie Minoso became the first black player to play for the Chicago White Sox. 1962, Bo Belinsky pitched a no-hitter in only his fourth start. 1969, Leonard Toose bought the NFL's Philadelphia Eagles for This thing got cut off an hour, but I was like, no, it couldn't have been 16. Not back then. No, it's actually 16,155,000, all right? That was in 69. So just imagine what a franchise has gone to today compared to then, all right? 16 million, that was a bargain. Today, 16 million can't even get you a kicker. 1986, Bill Elliott set a stock car speed record when he went 229 miles per hour. 1991, Nolan Ryan of the Texas Rangers pitched his seventh no-hitter of his career. 1992, the Los Angeles Dodgers postponed three games due to riots due to the Rodney King case. In 1992, Ricky Henderson stole his 1,000th career stolen base. And your quote of the day, I was such a dangerous hitter, I even got intentional walks in batting practice. Casey Stengel, New York Yankees manager. The great Casey Stengel. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I hear you, Pearly. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, hello, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Radio man. Now, I had a gentleman who's been on yet just now talking, but Lakers.
And he can call back because we got Pearly now, too, so, but go ahead.
Yeah, but let me get my point in. Lakers, I don't think they could beat no Golden State. Okay? Now, Miami. That could be a tough matchup with them on the Knicks. Now, when it gets to Boston, Boston could beat Miami. Okay? And Boston could beat Philly.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, Boston could beat Philly. And Boston could beat whoever come from Miami or the Knicks. So Boston could beat the championship.
Maybe.
Now, I'm scared of Golden State.
We had Boston going in the West. I mean, in the East, for sure.
Yeah. Golden State look like they... I don't know. Them four fellas could shoot them three-pointers. They got too much offensive weapon.
I will say this to their credit. They look very Rudy Tomjanovic, Houston Rockets-like. Never underestimate the heart of a champion.
Yeah.
So let's see. Let's see where it goes.
Yeah, but then also Denver. I think Denver's going to beat Phoenix. Only team between them, I believe, Denver may give them a little trouble. Golden State.
So you like Golden State coming out of the West?
No. I will see Denver come out if they could get it.
Okay.
If they could get it. But Golden State is a tough team. They tough. That team, Sacramento, they didn't quite ready. They got one good star player. The other rest of them fellas...
I miss him in the Lakers uniform. He was sorry for the Lakers last year. Yeah, but he was monstering a lot of games for him, too, though. You can't deny that.
And then Sabonis, he looked like he showed up. Yeah, he looked, he get intimidated.
He looked like the moment was a little too
right.
Bad for him.
He looked like he them lay up and then they gain him to shoot the ball. I know him to be a good player when he's with Indiana. You know?
Yeah, but so, he wasn't in the playoffs in Indiana, and this is the first time he's in the playoffs, so pressure bust
yeah,
type,
but,
I guess.
Like I say, I think Lakers, they ain't going nowhere. Miami, it could be a toss up.
All right, man. Well, always good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, man.
I got that Pearly chime in now because I know he got lost to say. All right. Always good to hear from you. Pearly, listen, before
I
Hold on. Okay. We could do that in a second. You had Mystery Dolphin then call you out, my brother.
Call me out in bitch like time. And bitch did what?
Talk. Hold on. Ask Mr. Super Producer. Hold on. Ask Super Producer Kermit D. The news wasn't over good. The standard commercials wasn't finished playing yet. This dude done lighten up the phone. He ready to go. And where's Pearl? I need to talk to Pearl. I tell him to call back. Listen, I'll call back. So you could deal the 1-2-1-2 with him. But mouth is extremely sticky.
No, extremely. Let me be clear on what I said so you understand what I'm trying to say. The only way the Heat can win is they will go as far as Jimmy carry them.
Correct.
He cannot put up them kind of numbers every night straight through. He may get away with it this game and another couple of games, but after that, his body is going to wear and tear.
And there's no...
He turned his ankle last night. And I'm not hoping for this because I love him as a player. He will not finish this series. He will miss at least one game of this series.
And now there's no Hero. He's injured. There's no Oladipo. You know? There's a lot of scores missing from that lineup now. So Jimmy can't really afford to have the bad night off because there's nobody ready to come in and fill that void.
Ain't nobody, listen, they go as far as Jimmy. The Hero is not there. Jimmy has to put the team on his back and carry them. That means he got to carry them for four. Let's say they sweep. Let's go with the sweep, please. They got carried four games now. Four games in the East Championship. And four games that's 12 games. That's a lot of games for that body to wear and to carry that load and go 40 minutes and carry on bad. Yes, he looked good and he did well. I still think the Knicks win that series.
I still think the Knicks might make a run of it too before it's said and done. They play ugly, gritty net basketball.
If they don't win the series, it'll go six, no less than six.
More wear and tear, yeah, on an already injury depleted team.
Look, the Eagles are a talented team. You can deny the heart that Jimmy got. That brother got heart.
Yeah, man.
That brother will do what it takes, and I respect him for that. Many times I say, wish he was a Laker. But the point is, they cannot go without help. You can't win a championship without help. And you need bigger help than you got. And you got fellas, and I can tell what I say, fellas can do it. And you look at it, fellas stand around and let Jimmy carry that team.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody trying to make themselves, ain't nobody put themselves on the lineup.
And Lowry don't seem to be like Lowry.
No. Something. Lowry had a couple of good players yesterday, but their brothers, they, like I said, I stand by what I say. They all doing their part, and that's it. Jimmy Butler just decided he will win some games. And you know, I don't see nobody else stepping their game up with him yet. And you can tell me right wrong. Jimmy has single-handedly carried that team for the last couple of games. And if Mystery Dolphin or Mystery the Heat don't see that, then he's a little biased because he's a player.
But
he's a Heat fan.
I'm sure he'll chime back in shortly, Pearly. I'm sure he will. He was fired up, man.
Nah, let's get to my little gloating. Let me be.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Handle your business. Go ahead.
I told you, you don't poke the bear. I don't like LeBron. I cannot stand LeBron. I hate him as an NBA player. Philanthropist stuff and all the things he do with the school. I respect the hell out of him for that stuff. I look at him in high admiration for that kind of stuff. But as a ball player, I don't like him. But he on my team. And while he's on my team, he's going to get my respect. Not my love, my respect. Let's get that clear. You got to be careful when you talk to him and say, carry your story wrong. Now, you cannot have you cannot come out here. See, you see the TikTok I sent you today, right?
No, actually, I didn't.
All right. They have the TikTok of Ja saying, oh, so who do you think, who are you worried about? Boston. Oh, so you don't think I'm fine in the West. Then they show this dude, that's what I do. I poke the bear. He's old. You don't do that when you improve yourself yet. See, Steph, Clay, Draymond can say anything they want to say, you know. They can call LeBron what they want to call him. I can laugh. I can say, yeah, but they have a right. Them brothers don't have a right to do that yet. They have not won a thing. So when you start to put like this, he old and all that, you only cause the brother them to wake up and mash you to pieces, man. 40-point loss. That's embarrassing. I told you we weren't going back to Memphis. The next time the Lakers be in Memphis, it'll be the 2023-24 season. I told you that all this. Not only you have to learn to have more faith in me, you know. You have to learn to have more faith in me.
That's the only pick you got right for that part later, buddies. You know that, right?
No. I picked Golden State to beat the Kings.
Hold on. You picked... Oh, no.
I did pick the Knicks to beat Miami. I did pick the Knicks to beat
Miami. And you picked the next one. But anyway, it's all good.
What's
listen,
the next one I picked? I picked Denver to beat Phoenix. I put it hard against Phoenix.
No, it was one of them, and I laughed because I said that's why I hit you in Texas and said, well, the only one you got right was the Memphis Lakers one on that one.
No, that's the only games I played when games played. I picked Golden State to beat the Kings. I picked the Lakers to walk all over Memphis, which they did. And I picked the Knicks to beat the Heat.
They didn't all play on that same night, though. They played different nights. They played different nights, though.
Yes, they did. But I don't.
I was talking about that night in question. Yeah, I'll look it up. But anyway, be that as it may. Yeah, listen, Ja Morant, my favorite player, but the maturation process has started. You need to learn through that. You learn through all of this. A lot of the great ones had to eat humble pie. They've been fed humble pie. So you need to shut up and take it because your mouth signed a check. Your bungie couldn't cash.
Yeah,
period.
You have to take it. Everybody's been through that.
And
Kobe been through that.
All of them. So I think I quiet. It is what it is. You can learn the heart. You can learn today. If you don't listen, you can learn. You can feel.
Let me say this much. If we get beat, I learn to take it because it ain't gonna be the first time I lost. So when you call and say you rubbing it in and take it, don't bother me because I am a sports fan. We're talking about sports.
You can do nothing to hurt me. I pull for the Lakers and the Cowboys, man. You can do nothing to hurt me.
I believe the Lakers can beat the Warriors. I really believe the Lakers can beat the Warriors. I think the Lakers' size can be an issue to the Warriors in this thing.
Okay, Pearly, if that's how you say it, you know, that's fine.
But
it's dripping a little bit like Tommy Heinsohn right now because I know you had a big series win, so I can let you have your moment.
All right, Pearly, let me clarify it. I believe the Lakers will beat the Warriors. I am pulling for the Lakers to be the Warriors. I believe the Lakers can be the Warriors. For some reason, I'm believing that. It won't surprise me. It won't hurt my feelings. It won't make me feel crappy if the Warriors beat the Lakers. It won't bother me. Because outside, I expect the Warriors to beat the Lakers. But someone tells me the Lakers can surprise NBA Nation and send the Warriors home. So I'm just saying that. I'm being a fan.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you know.
The Gibson me coming out. This is the NCIS Gibson me coming out.
I got to be totally 100 with you for 100, and then, you know, we'll go to the phone lines. You mentioned your little thing about, if LeBron comes to the Lakers, you give him your respect. No. The respect you receive is the respect you earn, and that's just me. And I'm not saying you're wrong, but it's just me. If I went against you in every incarnation you've been in throughout the league, and I had the same issues, now you put on the purple and gold. All right? Because I know and the six, we can come out worse for this soiree with LeBron than we would have benefited. But I can leave that. I can talk later. That's fine. Nonetheless, he's there. Laker Nation got every right to cheer for him. I have every right not to cheer for him. So, I get your point. I respect your point.
I ain't cheering for him, you know. I'm not cheering for him. I'm cheering for the Lakers. But I'm not hoping I want him. Every time he shoot the ball, I want it to go in. Because if you try to say you're the leader of my team, you need to friggin' show me that. But outside of that, I'm cheering for him. I'm cheering for my Lakers. For my Lakers to win. Let's get that clear.
Now.
I cheer for Reeves. I cheer for Russell. I cheer for AD. I love Schroeder, but I ain't cheering for LeBron.
Okay, see, and then you see, this is why I just have to laugh at this hypocritical text this way. I just have to laugh. Naughty, we don't want people like you talking for the Lakers because you're not a true Laker. Okay, fine. But then you turn around in the next breath, yes, Naughty, I agree. True Laker, accept it. You have to accept it. But in 1 minute, I'm not a Laker, now I'm a true Laker in the next breath. You are confused. You are confused. You probably a closet Clipper fan. Anyway. Naughty, I had die-eye Laker, but care not to pull for them. This because LeBron. Naughty, tell Pearly Golden State will run the heck out of LeBron tennis shoes, leave them soulless. Naughty, tell Freddie stop talking foolishness, but respect LBJ. He just need to go home. Beating Golden State could put on him will have a reason to whine and cry. I with you. They need to lose so LeBron could leave. See, not I ain't just me. There's other Laker fans talking about that. Now,
I'm a Laker fan, probably longer than most of the people who are calling you. I'm a 51-year Laker fan. 5-1. 5-1.
Okay.
Laker fan.
All right.
I'm a Laker fan. The players come, players go. I can't stand Karl Malone. I thought the Lakers win Karl Malone game there. I thought that was the worst move in the world. I hated that.
Now, Bernie, hold on. But see, now you can't be mad because who was more vocal about Gary Payton and Karl Malone than me? I couldn't stand it.
I know, but I didn't stop pulling for the Lakers, and I bitch and moan about it. Now that the Lakers in the playoffs, I'm pulling for the Lakers to win.
All right.
Now, I understand the people don't want the Lakers to win because they're going to make LeBron look like something. So be it. I don't care about him. I care about my Lakers. That's it. If the Lakers lose, I can eat LeBron for eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If the Lakers win, I can praise AD.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Talking as Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Daddy.
What's happening?
What's happening?
What's going on?
What's going on with you and Boyle?
What's going on with you?
Okay, that's what's happening.
I'm waiting for Mystery Dolphin to call back and come with his foolishness again, too.
No, listen, I agree with Boyle concerning LeBron and you, right, to a certain extent, right? I am a Laker. Only team I ever pulled for in all my life. And whoever they choose to put on that team, I got to go with them. Let me tell you why you got to go with them, right? I hear Pearly saying that he done with everybody else on the team except LeBron. I can tell you the honest truth. When LeBron was in Cleveland and when LeBron was with the Heat, I wasn't on E-Run. I wasn't on E-Run. But as a baller, I learned if you're a part of the team, I'm with you. So, I'm looking at our team now. I hear some people was talking, some people, right, who say they know basketball, and all them things talk bad to me. Oh, y'all ain't gonna make it in the play-in. Oh, y'all ain't gonna make nothing. Y'all ain't getting nothing. Right? Now, I say this to say this. Now, some people saying, we in problems concerning the Golden Gate. I mean the Golden Warrior, the Warrior, right? Naughty and Pearl, let me tell you something. Pearl, I hear you saying, but you ain't looking for them to win and them different things. Let me tell you something. For the team what I see after the break, everybody, all of the analysts are saying, it's the hottest team in the league today right now. And just what? If you all look at how they play in, concerning the playoffs, ain't no team really ready to match up with the Lakers concerning, whether it's a 7-game, whether it's a 6, whatever, Lakers coming out on top.
All right.
Let me tell you the type of blood in them fellas' eyes. You know what these fellas fighting against? They fighting against people tell them that they'll never make it to where they is today. And that's the kind of spirit Anthony Davis get, LeBron get, Scooter, Vanderbilt, Achibar, and what do you name?
Austin I like Reed, that name, Achibar. I get
and
with that.
Andrew Russell. Look how Andrew Russell playing now. Listen to me.
Listen, hey, bro, you're my boy, right? But if you're a nigga, you got to get these dudes' names right, right? You have totally butchered up every name. I get you messing up one or two names, but you done messed up all kind of names.
What you mean all kind of names?
You know what we're talking about.
All them players on our team.
Yeah, I know.
Let me ask you all this question.
Yeah.
Did this Laker team play like a 7 seed or a number 1 or a 2 seed?
Number 1 seed.
Against Memphis.
Like. Number 1 seed they played like.
I ask you, Naughty, what you say.
Now.
Take your feelings out of the way. Take your feelings out.
I'm going to answer objectively. Now, you need to allow me to finish my statement before you insert your feelings.
Let me hear this objective answer.
All right, now. Yeah, they look like a number 1 seed against a number 2 seed that was extremely depleted. Now, let's just be honest. They were missing some big... No. That you asked me to chime in. They looked They look good against a team. There was a number two seed that had some injuries. But they look very good. They matched up well. They had the matchup height-wise all the way through. Now they move on to a second-round matchup with Golden State, and you got to see how the matchups play out. And if the matchups are different, you know, and more from a Schroeder, depending on how the matchups go. So yes, Purdy, they did look like a number one or number two seed.
Okay, I just want clear. I just want to hear that. Okay, thank you.
But Naughty, if you listen to all of the analysts, them right, them professional analysts, you hear what they say.
Lakers
coming out of the West, and they gonna win championship.
Okay, but see, this right, I don't hurt your feelings, right? But it's a thing called clickbait and listen bait. You hook, line, and sinker right now today. Them same analysts, would you just say you listen to?
Uh-huh.
In 3-4 days, when the games take a different tone, guess what? They can change our perspective again. Well, so I just tell
you. You just allow them to come on with the last 10 minutes.
That's fine, but I'm just saying, opinions change. Their narratives will change.
Okay,
Jalen Rose and Stephen A. Smith both said prior to game 6 against the Memphis Grizzlies, if the Lakers lose, they ain't gonna win this series in the window club because it's clickbait.
Yeah, that's what they say.
But hold on, it made you all listen. Does it mount to a hill of beans? Does it make sense sometimes? No, but in the moment, and then when the game's over, they take another course.
Listen to me. I really don't listen to Stephen A. Smith like that, you know. Because I don't see him. He never was no basketball player. See, I listen to fellas them, would play the game, would know the game.
Okay, so who you listen to, who know the play?
I can tell you this much.
Now.
I hear what you say. And you know what? And I can tell you, not because you play the game, you know how to coach the game or analyze the game. Plenty superstar players who coach teams were crappy coaches. Some of the best coaches were the bench players and the non-players.
I agree with y'all concerning the Knicks and the Dingham series too. I think the Knicks can win that series. And I think they only lose because Julius was in there. If he did play, they would have won that. Because they only get beat by 7 points. Remember that?
All right. Well, let me just get you straight on something that I need to get you straight on.
What's that? We're
talking Laker hierarchy and all of that, right? Let me paint to you this picture so you could grasp where I'm coming from. And some of the texters could grasp where I'm coming from as a Laker. All right? Because outside of Purdy, who I would tip my hat to, because Purdy's a little bit older than me, and I coming up, I always know Purdy to be a Laker. Purdy's part of the reason why I pull for Lakers. All right? Mm-hmm. Purdy talks out to St. Francis, 11 o'clock mass on Sunday, so on and so forth. So I've been a longtime Laker fan. All right? I started pulling for the Lakers when Urban Magic Johnson showed up. That's when my life, right? And it started with Magic beating the Sixers, then Magic getting kicked out in 81 by Mo Malone and the Houston Rockets, then Magic coming back in 82, and then it started with Bird and them in 83 and 84. Sixers swept us in 83, Bird beat us in 84, we didn't win another one until 85, then we lost again to Houston with the Bulls. See where I'm going with this? Ralph Sampson, buzzer beater, trickling around on the rim in 86, 87, 88, back-to-back championships. Should have won in 89, all right? But, you know, a couple of hamstrings took out Magic and Byron Scott. That's why the Pistons got that one, all right? So at the end of the day, back in 90 against Jordan and them when Jordan won his first one. So look at the whole, or 91, look at the whole body work. I've been putting for the Lakers long time. Not to mention Shaq, not to mention, I've known every incarnation of it. So I'm family. So y'all got to accept me for the loudmouth family member who play in the punch bowl because y'all, some other person in the family done brought in somebody who I think is a little snot. So yeah, welcome to the family, but I can make my noise. And not a damn thing y'all can say about it because I'm a proven, tried and true family member over by the punch bowl. So I might be a little more vocal. I might be anything y'all can say to me about it because we family. Yeah, so Naughty. I could bring it. You could bring him in, but that don't mean I gotta like it.
But Naughty.
So deal with it.
Naughty, if he's a Laker, right? And we all say we are Laker. Everybody would come on the team.
That dude might wear a Laker uniform. He will never be a Laker.
Hold on.
LeBron, he may wear a Laker, and he will never be a Laker.
What do you know about
the Laker franchise, you know all the greats did what? Emanate from the Lakers, save for Kareem getting traded in. Everything else been in-house from the Lakers. Draft picks, Mikan, the Big O, Magic Johnson, Kobe, all of them. Shaq and Kareem were the only two big men that we brought in. Outside of that, everything been developed in-house. Everything was a legacy to Jerry West turning... Hold on, let me speak, bro. Jerry West turning chicken crap into chicken salad for a number of years. Can I get an amen, Pearly? See, Pearly, gone mute on now.
Kobe wasn't a Laker, you know. Kobe get traded.
Excuse me, on draft end, why did he become a Laker? Because Jerry West said, hey, Charlotte, you're too brain dead to know the diamond in the rough you got. We'll have him.
Well, that's the same way LeBron came in.
No, sir. LeBron came in as a wanton free agent. No, sir. I wouldn't even let you decimate the Laker legacy by comparing that, let alone Kobe's legacy. Okay?
You can say
Kareem. LeBron came in as a money grubbing free agent in the twilight of his career.
All of the best players on the Lakers.
Let me break it down to you. Let me just mute your point. When Kobe Bryant suited up for the first game of his career, and when he suited up, who did he suit up for the first game of his career?
He played a game with what he named.
You're a liar. You're a liar. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus from the depths of hell. You're a liar. Kobe never played one game for the Charlotte Hornets. He was traded on draft day. How could you play for a team when you traded on draft day?
You ain't listening. No draft day.
Kobe was traded on draft day, bro.
My brother. Naughty, hold on. Relax.
Okay, Kobe gets traded on draft day. Okay. No, watch this. Kareem. Kareem.
No. Don't backtrack. I got you now. When you step to me, step correct, okay? Know what you're talking about.
I said, you say that. Okay.
No, I can Google it for you now to go ahead and make a Kareem play. No, he never played a game for Charlotte. It's wrong.
Let's live with that.
Don't reach for it. Try to sound like you're right. He never played a game for Charlotte. You're wrong.
I'm to show you.
Go ahead.
Some of the greatest players on the Lakers was players that get drafted to the Lakers.
That's what I said earlier.
Okay. You're repeating my...
No, he didn't. He came in as a free agent.
Free agent. Tingham was a free agent. Kareem.
Gentlemen.
Pearly. Yeah, go ahead, Pearly.
Can I get a word in?
Go on, Pearly. Go on.
All right. Hear me carefully. To clarify your statement.
Go on.
Some of the greatest players, most of the greatest players of the Lakers were drafted. Kobe was drafted by Charlotte, but was traded to the Lakers on draft day. He wore one uniform for LeBron.
No, you didn't, because you was telling me that's wrong.
Let me finish. LeBron.
So you know it now.
Hold on, that's really dark.
Garbage.
All right. In the past, we brought Kareem in 1978 or 77, somewhere around there. And that's
from the Milwaukee Bucks.
Notice I had to Google none of this, right? You notice I had to Google none of this, taking nothing from Pearly. But you see, I had to Google none of this. I know my ish, my brother.
We brought in Jamal Wilkes, Bob McAdoo, and one or two other players in the 70s.
Don't forget Mike McGee now. Don't forget Mike McGee from Michigan State.
Hold on.
But basically, after that, any key player was drafted by the Lakers, or traded to the Lakers on draft day.
Hold on.
Byron Scott was another one.
The greatest Lakers of all time were drafted. Kobe, Magic, and Kuzi.
I don't think they was the greatest.
Bill Chamberlain wasn't drafted by the Lakers.
Bill Chamberlain was
traded to the Lakers by the 76ers.
The couple you just called up, they wasn't the greatest. The greatest
Who was the greatest? Who was greater than Kobe or Magic?
I can call you right
Who
now.
Laker
Kareem.
Was greater than Kobe. We both established now, though,
that we ain't talking about people who came as free agents. We talking about who was drafted by the Lakers.
I'm speaking about all the players.
He might have been. Now, I'm talking who was the greatest Laker. I talk from top to finish, inside out, what they do on the court, what they do off the court, what they do to represent the Lakers. what they do for everything for the Lakers.
All I know is, Kobe Bryant never played no damn game for Charlotte. That's all I know.
You don't think that Kareem and what he name? Oh, Lord, what the hell? I just called his name just now, man. Bill Chamberlain, you don't think that they were some of the greatest Lakers on the Lakers team?
Yes, they were some of the greatest Lakers, not the greatest. The greatest Lakers, in my opinion, was Magic Johnson.
That's what I'm trying to share with y'all. Magic was great.
The greatest.
He was great, too. Wade was one of the great.
Drafted. First round. Drafted.
Hold on, I'm just saying who was.
Just so you know.
Hold on, I'm just saying some of the ones that was the greatest. Right? You had plenty players on the Lakers team that was great. Bob McAdoo. He was great. Right? He was in draft by the Lakers, but he was great.
Yes.
He was a Laker. That's what I'm trying to say.
These but the two greatest Lakers were the two greatest Lakers were either drafted by the Lakers or traded to the Lakers on draft day.
You say the
and basically
two
they were
Lakers?
Drafted for the Lakers by another team.
When you,
Magic Johnson was the number one pick. Kobe Bryant was Charlotte's number one pick and traded 5 minutes after his pick to the Lakers.
You mean who drafted?
I said
the only one
carefully.
Would you say drafted was them two was the greatest.
Listen to me.
I agree with you on that.
See, not caller.
I will agree with you on that. But then you look at the overall picture.
Hear me, caller. Let me say this clear so you can understand me. The greatest Laker, no matter if he's drafted, traded, find a way, get lost, get adopted, the greatest Laker, in Earl Thompson's opinion, is Magic Johnson. No matter how you look at it, if you look at it as drafted, traded, or signed as a free agent, Magic Johnson was the greatest Laker of all time, in Pearly opinion. Back behind him would be Kobe Bryant.
At 1B to Magic's 1A.
1A and 1B. 1A and 1B, in my opinion. Then you can come to Will Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jerry West, and others. That's my, basically, I can tell you, that's my top five right there. Right there's my top five.
Magic, and you got to throw Mike in there, though. Mike was the original five-title guy.
Mike would be number six. My starting five, Jerry West, Magic Johnson, Will Chamberlain, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And Chamberlain can play the power forward position.
All right, let me get to some of these Texas boy. My God. Not in this playoffs, all teams will play their best. Number six or seven seeds, no matter. All these teams will evenly match despite the seedings. Anything could happen. And I agree, those analysts from the sports casters, they're trash. They be off bad, bad, bad. They had Golden State to get beat. Naughty, LeBron is an opportunist. That's what he is. He is no franchise player. We don't know what it is to build. He don't know what it is to build from the ground up and stick through it, through thick and thin. LBJ is all about the money, period. Man, Naughty, that fella mash up the names of the Lakers. He better start listening to Stephen A. Smith more. Naughty, LeBron can't coach to save his life. It's a good thing Darvin Ham is there. And he can't GM to save his life either. It's a good, thank God Pelinka came in and made him look good at the end.
Real talk.
But anyway, Pearly, I'm still contemplating which way Golden State series. And
say that again?
I say I'm still contemplating which way I'm going to go in this Golden State series.
Listen. It can go either way because any team can win, but I just feel
I'm saying that
I feel the Lakers can win it.
All right, let me tell you how I feel
I'm
right
in
now.
Six.
Let me tell you how I feel right now. Ja Morant, my favorite player, let me down. But I'm glad he earned that humbling lesson against my team, the Lakers. That's going to make him better in the long run. We know the great ones get up, dust off.
Ja let you down. Ja did his part. The rest of them let you down.
Yeah, but I'm talking Hold on. I'm talking about the mouthing off, the incidents off the court this year. He let me down. That's my boy. I love him. Still support him as a player.
He's that dude of 8 Mile.
He got to mature.
Who Eminem rap on when he did the last battle. He's that dude, you know. He's from private school. His mom and dad still live at home. You know,
Well, he can get a little tougher now. He can get a little tougher. Because you go into private school, too, and you turn out pretty tough later on, even though you was a little snot. I heard
in
your face.
That's okay.
It don't matter.
I go into the best private school. Let's get it right. I've been to the best school, but I also grew up in Chippenham.
Well, if you think I can defend my alma mater, I feel about that new incarnation of them, how I feel like LeBron and the Lakers, so you get in, you know, love. Go, Sock, go.
I got you.
But anyway, no, I said I have to say this. So my favorite player let me down. And yeah, I'm thinking now, I was with you, I was just going to go pull for my Lakers, pull for 11 of the 12 just on the court. I ain't getting into nobody, just put my blinders on and watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, that ain't happening. You know what I mean? That ain't happening at all.
But David,
now you talk to the market, and then it made me think. Well, yes, I've seen countrymen win championships before with the Lakers, Rick Fox. I've seen countrymen win with the Golden State Warriors before, Klay Thompson. And I'm just like, you know, Klay is really rep for the 2-4-2 when they win. It's 2-4-2 to the world. Nobody's doing it like Klay. And
buddy,
Klay is
buddy,
part. Hold
buddy,
on, hold on.
Buddy does it better.
Buddy up there too. Buddy up there too. Maybe more consistently, but when the spotlight is definitely on, Klay know how to show out. Okay. And he's part of Light Skin Nation. All right, he's part of Beige Brothers. You know, us light skins got to stick together.
Okay.
He jayed up like how I used to jay it up back in the day. And I'm saying I might have to do country over team. Maybe it was favorite player over team in the first round. And I learned my lesson for that. But maybe I might have to put country over team.
Just be careful when you do that.
I'm still contemplating.
The Warriors wins and play the Suns, then you got to make country again.
I rolled with the country that got me there. Because then I gotta remember, you know, Aiton Jacket on the night of draft night when you open up, I see a couple other flags in there apart from the Bahamian flag.
Well, his mother, you know.
Now, if it should so happen that the Lakers meet the Suns, then they are in full 100% in for the Lakers because the Suns organization indirectly with Steve Nash cost Kobe 2 MVPs and Kobe over everybody and every team.
Yes.
So that's how that could pan out.
I love Aiden, but he's playing for the wrong team. Sorry, bro.
Listen, they should have tried to go get him and put him down low so AD could play the perennial power forward that he likes. Put Aiden in the middle.
When
they call out curtains,
year,
bro.
When Denver send them home, they can start looking at changing the team up for next year.
All right, we got one more caller. What we're going to do is we're going to, you know, let the caller come on, and we're going to get to the break. And
I should say bye now.
No, don't say bye now. Don't say bye now. We ain't got nobody taking us home today. It's already 5:52.
So when we do the caller today,
Rich ain't giving us no ride today. When we do the caller and we take them commercial, that one call deal you.
Well, that remind me when my old man pull up there to pick us up. Who don't get in the car when he go, you can walk home.
That's how I go.
I get right home plenty of day from Zach to Chippenham.
All trying to work hard on your role of becoming a bad boy from private school.
No, on my role of becoming a complete person, you know. Congratulations to the St. Augustine's College.
Well-rounded.
I want to say an MQC teams that went to the Penn Relays and showed out for the country and showed out for their schools. Well, job well done, kids. Job well done.
Oh, Lord.
Go on and win the small school championships. Kill them 4-1 and thing, boy.
Wow. I mean, they just doing it. They just doing it.
QC girls too. QC girls as well. So send a shout out to them as well. See, when they're in Nassau, I'm pulling for QC. I all over them. But when they traveling for them, represent the country, oh yeah, they got my support.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, he wanted to say bye because he knew I was on the phone.
Ah, there you go. You all too. There you have it. That's a perfect way to take us on today.
Don't get
your mouth out.
Stop.
I just want to let everybody know that the final 10 today will be courtesy of Pearly and Mystery Heat. And when we get to that point in the commercials, all right,
listen, get it on. I tell you, I can make a believer out of you, boy. I can make a believer out of you. I can shut you down. Down. You understand? Your Lakers can get paralyzed in that series against Golden State. Literally paralyzed.
You hate you.
And then I will say something else to you, Naughty. When Pearly said that the rest of the Memphis team let Pearly down. Let Naughty down. Naughty, don't pull for Memphis. Naughty, pull for Ja Morant.
I got you.
He pulled for Ja Morant, not Memphis. Get it right.
Let him know.
Listen to Naughty words very carefully. Don't miss it now.
I know. I just messed with him.
And he only hanging there until LeBron James leave the Lakers. Okay?
And by that time, you should get Ja to be a Laker.
But Naughty, I hear you easing over a little closely now because you smelled something. You sent something. But let me say something to you. Don't get your party in a ruffle because they're going against the Golden State Warriors. You need to be worried right now because this is just experience. This is the championship team you're talking about. I heard you talk about bubble earlier. See no bubble rematch because Lakers even ain't that far. So get it right.
Boy, buddy, I tell you, his mouth is sticky, you know.
No, I don't mind. See, one thing with him, I appreciate him being a loyal fan, and that's good. That's very good for the Heat. But he never listened to what I had to say. He only goes far, Jimmy Butler. But, Tony, you better hope that sauce he got on today can come off for tomorrow night game.
Since the playoffs start, you was on my Miami Heat. Say everybody just playing. You understand?
That's all they've been doing. Jimmy has single-handedly beat them. That was like 1-on-5. That's been like 1-on-5. He's just that good. He just single-handedly been in the interview, and he's hurt. If he don't play tomorrow night, y'all get beat.
Who, Julius Randle?
And if Julius Randle come in, y'all get beat with Jimmy on the team.
Jimmy Butler playing, and I want Julius Randle play too. But I want Julius Randle get out there, and I want him to play his heart out. And I want to hear what you have to say when we go up 2-0. That's what I would hear.
Y'all go up 2-0, I can say enough respect. I ain't around from that, but it is tomorrow night. I'll play 7:30 tomorrow night.
You're supposed to be saying enough respect right now.
No, I don't have the respect for the Heat. I have respect for Jimmy Butler.
All the air got knocked to you and Stephen A. Smith yesterday.
No. Ain't nothing getting knocked me. All the air. Stephen A. Smith because he's a Nick fan. Listen to this. Yesterday, your brother, Abadabo, he gets 16
Bam
points.
Bam Adebayo.
He's not 20 points, but not 25. And the rest of the players ain't do nothing. Jimmy Butler carried them on his back.
So you telling me Kyle Lowry ain't do nothing? Gabe Vincent ain't do nothing? Vincent ain't do nothing? Duncan Robinson ain't do nothing? What you talking about?
Robinson at 0 points.
Robinson at 0 points. Listen, there's no I in the word team. No,
but there's a million in that MFA, Kobe Bryant.
Okay, all right. Kyle Lowry, okay?
Better he come alive. See, one thing with me, as an analytics kind of do it. He shot 5 for 12.
Matter, my brother.
That's 41%. He shot 5 for 12 and had 18 points.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. How much did we win by?
Eight.
So that means we win by 8 points. That means every point everyone scored, we need it to win. Okay.
You mean unlike the Dolphins when unlike the Lakers when we beat up on Memphis, we didn't need all them points. Hey.
I gotta rub it in. You gonna rub that one in? That's another thing.
That one in, but, and the fact that Lottie, you notice Naughty avoid talking baseball, right?
Now, y'all let the producer come on with the music, right? That means we got to get to the break and to the news.
Naughty is a little antsy now. Naughty is getting a little excited because he see them little flimsy Lakers getting a little in between. But I'm listening to him very carefully because I got something for you too, Naughty. Relax.
I decided which way I go in this yet, you know. I could be going country or I could be going team. I'll figure it out. Y'all are there tomorrow. All right.
You remind me of Rodney Funker. You playing two sides of the aisle.
No, sir. I play one side, Lego, all the way down. And guess what? Right. You remind me of Rodney Funker too. You go and lose that bet, and now you know you just sit under the tree in Oaksfield waiting for people to support your cause. No, you need to come support my cause.
This is powerful.
You ain't saved.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Bernie, I know you say we got all St. Francis boys. We out of here, man. I see you tomorrow, brother.
All right. I'm going to start calling you two meat then.
Look here. Listen, and learn how to say it. It's Devin a chain, okay? A chain. Say it. Learn it. Love it. Bye.
I got you. All right. Later.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it.
Tell them no more joke.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want
want local government. We want local government.
Victorize.
We want local government.
Shed a love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Get ready for the ultimate beach soccer showdown. The Bahamas Football Association presents the 2023 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship from May 8th to 14th. Head to the Beach Soccer Stadium beside the Sydney Poitier Bridge and witness the action. Cheer on the Beach Boys as they compete against powerhouses from 11 countries across the region, like Mexico, El Salvador, and the USA. Gather your friends, family, and flags and cheer on our Beach Boys. Admission is absolutely free. For more information, visit bahamasfa.net. Don't miss out on all the action at the 2023 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship, May 8th to 14th. See you there.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
Owning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.